Now, the task force set up by the government to help tourism recover from the impact of COVID-19 has said this country should follow the UK's lead and cut VAT for hotels and restaurants. Yesterday, Britain's Chancellor Rishi Sunak announced that VAT was to be cut to just 5% for the hospitality and tourism sector. The new rate will last for 6 months. It's a move that's been welcomed in the north. Joining us are Ruth Andrews, who's the chair of the Tourism Recovery Task Force, and John McGrillan, who's Chief Executive of Tourism Northern Ireland. You're both very welcome to the programme. Can I start with you, Ruth Andrews? I know the Minister for Enterprise, Leo Varadkar, has said the government's considering a VAT cut. However, this morning's Irish Times says that there's scepticism about the effectiveness of this. Does that statement concern you?
It doesn't particularly concern me in that we are aware that with the VAT cut that was introduced back in 2011, when we last hit an economic crisis, we saw the impact of that and the very positive impact of that for tourism. It enabled tourism at that time to recover at a far greater pace, and it also enabled tourism to be one of the fastest growing job creators of any industry at that time in the country.
It was, as you say, at 9% for quite a few years, but frequently we heard during that time complaints from customers that they really weren't seeing the benefit of this.
Again, I would say that that is probably just a view of customers. We would say that reducing that is an opportunity to stimulate demand. Having worked in the industry for as long as I have, be it from every sector's point of view and through tour operators who trade internationally and bring tourists into the country, I can assure you that that rate was passed on to the customers. We made sure that it was, and indeed it did stimulate the demand that we required. It was appreciated by customers, and they will be able to see it on their bill. I mean, it is a value-added tax, so the reduction has to be passed on to the customer.
But there's nothing to stop somebody in a hotel or a restaurant or wherever jacking up the price in the meantime.
Yeah, but you know what? At the times that we're in right now, nobody is looking to jack up prices. We are talking about businesses that are distressed more than they have ever been before due to the terrible impact and crisis that COVID has brought to our doors. These are businesses that are opening now to do business, having been closed for almost 3.5 months. They absolutely need to trade and invite people in through their doors. They have taken huge precautions and invested hugely in their products to alter their businesses so that customers can come and enjoy their experiences safely with us. So really, it's in nobody's interest to do that. We know that that stimulates demand. We can see that it's going to make a big change to our colleagues across the border, across in the UK. And other European states have actually used this as a tool to actually stimulate demand as a result of COVID as well. Bear in mind, Ireland has, the Republic of Ireland has the highest VAT rate of over 30 European countries right now. So, you know, a reduction, as we have called for, is about stimulating demand. It's about aiding the recovery of the tourism sector, which isn't going to happen overnight. It is going to take time. But we are keen and anxious to make sure that we do all we can in the survival phase, particularly as we work towards recovery, to make sure that we help our customers come back to the best value we can offer.
Let's bring in John McGrillan, who's Chief Executive of Tourism Northern Ireland. Talk to us about the impact of COVID-19 on tourism in the north. What's the situation at the moment?
Well, I think the situation in Northern Ireland as it is right across the globe. I mean, I think it was probably about the 19th of March this year, the world's tourism industry essentially went into deep freeze. So in the same way, you know, we've seen no customers come into the Republic. That's been the same in Northern Ireland. And as a result of bars being closed, restaurants being closed, hotels being closed, the industry has been effectively without any source of income now for close on to 4 months. So the challenges that Ruth has just sort of set out for the industry in the Republic are mirrored north of the border.
Is it fair to say that you welcome what happened yesterday, this new rate, even though it's only going to last for 6 months?
Well, certainly the next 6 months is going to be absolutely critical for the industry. So anything that is going to help drive demand, and I would agree with Ruth, this isn't about, you know, increasing the profitability of the businesses. This is about giving an opportunity to drive people through the doors and bring more business to their door. So that is really important. I mean, the industry in the north and the industry in the south are almost totally dependent upon the domestic market for this particular season. So encouraging as many people to go out and spend over the next 6 months is going to be vital to saving those jobs that we all want to save, and make sure that we have an industry in place to respond when demand picks up again, hopefully in the spring of next year.
There's been a lot of debate over the past couple of weeks about where people should go on their holidays. How confident are you that people from the south will consider going north this summer?
Well, in any given year, we probably have about 600,000 people come and take short breaks in the north. So, I mean, our expectation is that we will continue to see those valued customers come north of the border. I don't see this really as a competition. You know, we have people in the north who take breaks in the north and take breaks in the south, and that applies, you know, for people in the south taking breaks in the south and coming north. So we don't see ourselves in some sort of a pitched battle with Fáilte Ireland or with the industry in the south. I think we have a collective role to play here in trying to get as many people to take, you know, those people who had been otherwise taking a break overseas, perhaps, you know, to spend that money and spend that money at home.
Ruth Andrews, to go back to you on this, looking at what you've been saying over the past few days, you also want to make it easier for some foreign tourists to holiday here. But when there's still so much concern over the virus, is that wise?
Well, certainly we would always say that the public health and safety is first and foremost in a priority. And we have done a terrific job here in Ireland in making sure that we have suppressed the virus, and we need to make sure that we continue to do so. That being said, there are other countries across Europe who've also done the same as ourselves, who are as anxious as we are to make sure that we get that containment held in place. But we are now at a stage where we do, as an island nation, and tourism is an international traded service, and there are huge amounts of businesses that depend on getting in and out of the country. So we do need to look at safe ways of reducing or relaxing the current quarantine measures. The government are looking at that. They will release a list on the 20th of July of green air bridge countries, and we will work with the government to ensure that we do all that we can to make sure that when those countries can return to us, when people can return to travelling between countries that have similar levels of containment, that we will play our part in that. But obviously, public health is first and foremost, and we are keenly aware of that. But the aviation industry is a huge part of business here in Ireland, and we have to make sure that we're doing all we can.
All right. Ruth Andrews and John McGrillan, thank you both for joining us this morning. It's 7:45.